What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us. First show of February. It's February 4th, 2020. 82nd episode of the Patriot Power Hour. Your host here, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, with my co-host, Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. And we had the Iowa caucus last night. The State of the Union address is happening tonight as we air. And tomorrow is Trump acquittal at impeachment. Big news on all those political fronts right now. But that's not always really what we talk about. But some of it, we got to get into the partisan politics and discuss the current events because they're pretty major.
Yep, no, absolutely. And this is our third episode on the Prepper Broadcasting Network. So we're still new entrants into the arena. We've covered a lot of different things on our shows so far. And that's what you'll find with Patriot Power Hour. I focus on finance and economics, but some episodes we'll talk a lot about national security, geopolitics. Sometimes we'll talk about coronavirus or other, you know, gene editing, cloning, other health type of issues. Sometimes we, and really, for almost 6 full months, one of the biggest topics we were talking about was the censorship in the news and the corruption of the DOJ, etc. So we do talk all these different type of topics. But, as you said, sometimes we do got to get into that partisanship, especially in an election year. It makes my stomach wrench, but it is important.
Right. So, last night, the headlines out of Iowa. Iowa Democratic Party has an app. The app tabulates caucus results. It crashes, ceases to work, is not trusted, is completely novel in its employment. And what does it give us? No election results on caucus night. None throughout the day today. I have not paid much closer attention than after these other headlines came out last night. Chaos in Iowa as state Democrats blame inconsistencies on delays. Precinct heads told to take pictures of caucus results. Text them to the manager who will drive them to the headquarters, state headquarters. Craziness like this. And it's just, it kind of resembles a scenario when the original 492 future danger indicators were collected and put into website format that I didn't anticipate when building it, which is the basic functioning of a Republican, small r, Republican a democracy as constituted in this continent in 1776, and its Midwestern variants of caucuses was undermined and couldn't report out results. And it was information warfare in play because leaders like Sanders and Buttigieg couldn't have victory speeches. And it resembled a thorough status progressive dagger to basic Midwestern caucus system voting. And it's never happened before in our lifetimes. Hasn't happened for the 100 years that Iowa has held state party caucuses for the presidential nominee. And it happened last night.
And you were saying that you never thought this would ever occur, so you didn't consider this as an indicator on future danger, your sight.
I'll tell you this. I don't talk about my family normally on this radio program. I like my anonymity. However, my father was a lifelong Democrat, and he was a justice of the peace, a town moderator, could run local government elections, did it throughout his whole life. And he grew up out west where this type of operating your election system at a local level was fair and straightforward in nearly all cases. Okay, and now obviously the East Coast has been primary systems all along, and primaries are more secure because it's secured by state law, which is what we'll see next Tuesday in New Hampshire, right? The first primary in the country. Harder to corrupt such things because there's election officials that are state designated and the state holds the election, right? These caucuses were this fragile form, obviously fragile because it didn't work last night, that had, was just spiked by globalist kind of thinking about it's disrespecting holding local elections. And that happened.
Now, why do you think this has never happened before? Is it the technology aspect of it that they've been able to hold this type of thing? Or are they just got, no, quote-unquote, they? First off, who are they?
And I'll tell you who they are.
Okay.
It's the population of the United States that would identify themselves as status progressive.
Stat progs.
Democrats.
Now, we've talked about stat progs on this
formerly known as liberal Democrats.
Yeah, but give a little bit more definition, a little more color around that.
They don't know any better, and they're perfectly okay to just take on traditional society and like a drone on an attack mission and target weak points. And demolish them like a plague of locusts is running through what Western civilization has had for institutions and finding the cracks and the crevices and the and ways to degrade them. And now the calls today are never again should there be caucuses. I would guarantee that the next time that political party has control of all three branches in the federal government or the two houses and two of the branches, the House and the Senate and the presidency together, once they have control of that part of the government, they're going to move to make federal law that undoes any caucusing, that undoes any first in the state type status like Iowa and New Hampshire, and just start holding mass federally directed Super Tuesday in January where half of the states are mandated to be in it, and other forms that just wipe out what is now a century of caucusing for presidential candidates in Iowa.
And I think the statist part is we got to remember it's having top-down control in particular, but just overall bigger government involvement is half of what a stat prog
is. It's disguised to you as federal in this country, and federal has a great connotation. It's the source of this nation's power for throughout our history is a federated system of states that all have their own sovereignty and all have their state constitutions and all have
government
all the way through. We were a federal republic, and it was a source of tremendous power and growth, obviously combined with a continent that was virgin and could be used for industry. And the winning of the wars in the previous centuries was no mistake going to happen because of the industry and power this country could project.
Right.
And the federal system did it. But federal has now been, you know, disguised to mean pure statism, like Western European centralized social democracies. That's what the stat progs want. They want that here. They want this bastion of the last place on earth where it's not like that to go away.
They want to be really supranational and go, you know, global, world, UN as well.
But they got to take it down bit by bit, and last night was a piece of it going down.
Yeah, that's a more local version of it. Exactly. And I see it kind of like as another domino that fell, but yeah, what can I say? I'm already giving up on voting our way out of this situation at this point. But you're absolutely right that this is a milestone. This is a low watermark in some respect.
Wasn't a good step for this country last night to see.
I definitely don't say it's good.
Now, politically, at a partisan level, it makes the Democrats look like they can't, you know, if you can't run an app that runs an election, how are you going to run health care for 330 million Americans?
Yeah, there's so much rabbit hole we can go down that, and I think we will actually in the second half of the show. I want to keep talking about this. But
they're insane enough to bring that upon themselves, because remember, it was only Iowa Democrats not able to do it last night that was from the pressure of all the outside national campaigns that made it fail. These people are crazy enough to self-sabotage their own processes.
Well, exactly. Well, I want to look at an even bigger picture where government and the machinations around it will be just so incompetent with all the increasing amount of data, not only keeping it private, but actually using it, and us relying on different apps in the government. If it goes more automated, we're going to rely more and more on these systems. We're prone to being hacked, falling apart just out of incompetence, poor programming. Everyone knew about the Obama exchanges, how bad those were, right? That's just computer science. That's not politics and policy. So I want to get into this more in the second half, though, but we do got to hit some coronavirus. We're going to hit the news blitz here in the second segment. Now, I want to go ahead and pop a surprise on everybody. I'm giving away a silver dollar today.
Today,
right now.
How do I win that?
Silver dollar. This is what we do here on the Patriot Power Hour, here and there, giveaways. I give away silver dollars. I give away a little bit of crypto. Even
you're giving away the equivalent in Bitcoin again? If people want the payout in crypto?
I want to do one silver dollar this time, but next time, okay, if you win this and you really want a Bitcoin, I'll set it to Bitcoin. Fine. But I try to promote the silver dollar here. But simply put, this is all you have to do. Are you ready?
Yep.
You got to pay attention, though, and follow a couple steps, but I'm going to outline it very easily.
Yep.
Email address, dethronethebanksters@gmail.com. Yes, Google's evil web email browser thing. dethronethebanksters@gmail.com. Let me know your favorite founding father and why. And if I get multiple, I'm going to give until this Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern. So you had, today is Tuesday the 4th. I'm not sure when Sunday is. Let's look here real quick. You're going to have from Tuesday the 4th of February till Sunday the 9th at 9 p.m. That's how long I'm going to leave this open. And I'm not going to, I'm hoping we get multiple entrants for sure, because this is a silver dollar. This is worth at least $20 free to our listeners here at PBN. Favorite founding father and why. I'm going to write a paragraph, but feel free to if you want. I will read them on air, and I'm going to select by a random grab bag. So I'm not going to just be like, you're my favorite answer. You get the award. I'm going to do it randomly. So all entrants have an opportunity. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I'm going to double up on this. I'm going to up the ante. If you can find the Patriot Correspondence previously published by Patriot Power Hour and tell Mr. Cochran what my favorite founding father was, you're going to get another silver dollar.
Nice. Do a little research. Not that hard either. You'll find it
in our archive on FutureDanger.com.
FutureDanger.com. We'll repeat these details in a little bit. But again, the email address. I'm hoping that's the hardest part. Let's try one more time. Dethrone, like to knock off the throne. Dethrone the banksters. No hyphens.
Like
no
gangsters, hyphens. But they run banks.
Dethrone the banksters. You can find me on social media there as well. You can follow too.
31 total active indicators coming up next in your segment 2 news blitz.
Looking forward to that. We'll be going live here after that break doing that news blitz. Follow along FutureDanger.com. Again, FutureDanger.com. Follow along with our news blitz coming up. And remember, you want a silver dollar? Not that hard, but if you get that double up, I like that. We'll put our money where our mouth is. We're so happy to be here on PBN. We want to reward some listeners. All right, folks. We'll be back.
at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us. Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the national disaster relief effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
I expect that any constitutional document that emerges from Philadelphia will be as compromised as our Declaration of Independence. I am increasingly persuaded that the earth belongs exclusively to the living, and that one generation has no more right to bind another to its laws and judgments than one independent nation has the right to command another.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour. This is February 4th, 2020, episode 82. We are looking at a loaded heat map tonight. We got 31 active indicators, Ben. We got 56 total active headlines. Can't get to them all tonight in this segment. Just be me reading them all. But here we go in column one. 10 active indicators. Privacy being annihilated. Chicago police using facial recognition database of billions of Facebook photos. In news censorship, Zero Hedge banned from Twitter. We'll come back to that.
Banned.
Social media networks vowed to censor misinformation about coronavirus. Misinformation in quotation marks. Elections are stolen. I don't know if that happened in Iowa last night, but perhaps it's elections are intentionally thwarted by non-Democrats. We read those headlines. Iowa's a debacle. Fourth Amendment is under assault. We have a former NSA technician in a sworn affidavit in a lawsuit indicating that a, quote, advanced persistent threat, cyber attack, was carried out on an American reporter's computer, that being Cheryl Atkinson. And also in Fourth Amendment news, a blood test in a fatal crash found unconstitutional by the Maine Supreme Court. The man had an accident. He killed people, and they searched him, took his blood, and immediately had the evidence for a DUI. The blood test was not with a warrant, without consent, without probable cause at the time, yet it was valid. The driver was drunk. He's going to continue to serve a 25 years in prison because the court found that police could not have known the unconstitutionality of taking blood without a warrant. We got that corruption nibbling away at parts of the Bill of Rights. In First Amendment news, we have a lawsuit against the city. The city in Arizona threatened a businessman with prosecution for opposing zoning plans. They sent inspectors to his business to just bring enforcement upon him for being public in his criticism of the city council's plans. Elsewhere, a homeowners association attempts fines for negative social media posts, uses the homeowner fees to fund its legal costs while being sued for attempting to fine homeowners for negative social media posts. The tyranny is at the lowest levels, and it just percolates out there. First Amendment problems discussed right there. Constitutional obsolescence generally discussed. Elizabeth Warren, presidential candidate, announced a plan to criminalize free speech online. That was before the Iowa caucus. 7 gun control bills moving forward in Virginia. Intrepid Commander was down in Richmond 2 weeks ago. Soon we may see some of these gun control bills become law. Keep tuned for that. We got a Chief Justice snubbing a senator's question on CIA whistleblower's plot to impeach the president. We're talking about the Chief Justice and Senator Rand Paul, who actually today read the name of the CIA rumor blower, whistleblower, take your picks, plot to begin the entire impeachment, which concludes tomorrow. Illinois bill will add 10% on firearm sales. They'll just tax you if they can't get you another way. Calm too. And we're going to get to the pestilence befalling China now in column 4. But in column 2, coronavirus contains HIV insertions, stoking fears of artificially created bioweapon. Thai doctors say HIV drug is effective on Wuhan virus patient. Creator of Bioweapons Act from the late 1980s comes out and says coronavirus in China right now is a bioweapon. Bioweapons employed is the indicator. This is all speculative news. We're ranking it low. It's green, but it is news that we haven't seen in that one ever on Future Danger. Clandestine space combat suspected. We have Russian spacecraft stalking American spy satellite. If it's not a prelude to conflict, then it's certainly a practice run. Close approach coming up this week. Could this be retaliation for the Quds Force commander's strike in Iraq about 4 weeks ago? More surveillance, tighter controls. China's coronavirus crackdown proceeds. Chinese civil unrest seems absolutely moot at this point, but that probably is because communist Chinese government is in full tyranny effect in that nation as the disease rages them. All right. Hong Kong medical workers. Hong Kong, the source of protests and rioting all summer long. We covered it deeply on Patriot Power Hour all throughout the summer of 2019. Now we got medical workers in the thousands threatening to strike to urge closure of the mainland border to block the virus. Last week we reported that Chinese mainland officials were circulating news that they may actually use housing in Hong Kong to quarantine bring the virus to the rebellious city-state. In the Middle East, Iran to launch satellite this week. Israeli Defense Forces launches drill simulating multi-front war. Both clear evidence that the militarization of the Middle East is there, but obviously things have settled since the Soleimani strike. We got 2 Ukrainian soldiers killed over Bloody Weekend in the Donbass. Don't forget the Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine, the Ukrainian government, the entire Ukrainian affair that brought about this impeachment. There's a thread throughout there, and it leads between Russia and the United States through Ukraine, and war is actually being practiced there in the east on a low-intensity conflict level. All right? U.S. Tennessee is a ballistic missile submarine, sea-launched ballistic missiles. It's a boomer, Ohio-class submarine, and it launched in December, it is now revealed, with low-yield nuclear weapons. They have warheads that are low-yield, one-third the size of the Hiroshima bomb, and we will discuss later what those could be used for and why they're sailing right now. Japanese warship is also heading to the Middle East, and the militarization of that country continues. Column 4, the big news, the heavy news. On Future Danger, we have trending and urgent, meaning trending, getting a superior number of clicks on the homepage.
Column 4 is going to need its own half of the show if we're going to dedicate a lot to.
Urgent means repeated, new, incredible headlines, dangerous headlines. And I'll read them to you now. This is on February 4th, 2020 at 8:25 p.m. Eastern Time. Foreigners who have recently visited China barred entry to the United States about 5 days ago. China virus cases may be undercounted even with a 3,000% surge about 4 days ago. Coronavirus global death toll climbs to 426. That was yesterday. 11 coronavirus cases now reported in the U.S., including 3 more in California yesterday. Scientists say deadly coronavirus may have come from bats. It previously was reported possibly from snakes. Philippines confirms first novel coronavirus death outside China yesterday. Second U.S. case of person-to-person transmission in the United States reported yesterday. First was in Chicago, second in California. Scientific puzzles surround Wuhan novel coronavirus. We have new reports coming out of the Epoch Times summarizing scientific papers now being published on preliminary research of this novel virus. Get this, only 88% related to closest bat virus. 12% distant from the closest other known virus.
Like 88% related to monkeys.
New lineage for almost half of its genome. Unusual middle segment never seen before. Originated from one source within very short period. First reported when Wuhan bats were hibernating, similar to HIV, as discussed earlier in column 2, Bioweapon News. Real-time coronavirus outbreak map. Check it out in the middle of this indicator, Pestilence Befalls. Discovery of the coronavirus on doorknobs came out last night from the now banned from Twitter, Zero Hedge. May survive 5 days on phone screens, keyboards, and faucets. Lives through the digestive tract, reportedly, right? Coming out into the feces after it's in people. Respiratory and digestive, possibly. They just don't know right now, or at least anybody who does isn't telling us. China virus death roll raised to 490 this afternoon as more countries confirm local transmission. Fears thick smog over Wuhan may be China burning infected bodies. There's a claim that smoke from crematoriums are burning infected bodies 24 hours a day. Okay, we got pictures of the morgues. This is huge in the center of that country on a massive, unprecedented in human history, military, modern 21st century quarantine. Overwhelmed. Chinese authorities are claimed to be now falsifying the death toll for coronavirus. If 490 is reported, what could it actually be? There's your heat map, high volume news. We will be right back after the break. Before then. What's your reaction, Mr. Cochran?
Man, there's a limited amount to talk about. I was about to say that's probably the most packed, and it's not because you were long-winded. I don't know how many articles you have on Future Danger. We didn't even get to the economic. I would say at least 40 articles on there, maybe 50. I don't even know. The most we've ever had, tons of different topics.
56.
When we get to this other 56, all right, when we get to the other side of this break, we are definitely going to go into detail. I have a lot I want to talk about. Still, we got to finish up the economic article. Well,
yep.
My head is spinning. We'll definitely talk coronavirus. It's probably the one that got me the most. But there were so many that I'm just like bedazzled. So we will be back. But don't forget, if you're still listening, folks, and you haven't done so yet, you gotta reach out to thronethebanksters@gmail.com. Favorite founding father here on the Patriot Power Hour, Prepper Broadcast Network.
Get your silver.
Get your silver dollar. And there's also a bonus. Got what it was. We'll give it to you on the other side. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
To help those willing and wanting, but unable to help themselves, we are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Follow Hollow socks are constructed from 80% baby alpaca fiber, 15% nylon, and 5% spandex. The alpaca fiber is sourced from Peru, but the socks themselves are manufactured in North Carolina. What's unique about alpaca fibers is due to the hollow nature of the fibers. It does a fantastic job at moisture wicking. Other benefits to alpaca fibers are that it's hypoallergenic and it's naturally non-itchy. Visit Prepper Broadcasting Network for a coupon code. Another great prep at a great price from PBN.
intend to ship out the entire French population of the United States? Along with any other luckless soul who happens to voice a contrary opinion?
Well, if that contrary opinion threatens to divide the nation at a time when we must stand united, then yes, I will do just that. I'm entrusted with the nation's safety, Thomas. So these war measures will protect us from insurrection and subversion.
There is no war.
And that is the principle behind these measures. The prevention of war.
Cannot protect the nation by attacking the right of every man to speak freely without fear. You're trampling on the Constitution.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Let's finish off the Future Danger News Blitz. Follow along, futuredanger.com.
Yeah, this is the first time we never made it through it.
Yeah.
And we didn't even touch two critical articles in column four and all of column three, so go for it, Ben.
Exactly. No, I think you said there's 56 articles on.
31 indicators.
31 indicators.
We haven't seen this much news. There's a lot of things in the background happening simultaneously, and most people won't catch up with all of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. That's why I encourage everyone to definitely go to futuredanger.com, bookmark it, and check it out. It's way better than any other resource on the internet. Anyway, we'll talk more about that later. Let's finish it up. More than a dozen Tennessee school districts are closed due to a widespread illness. One of my good buddies, I was going to be on his radio show this past weekend in Nevada. Guess what? His son, the babysitter, everyone was sick. Schools were pretty much closed out. Bad viruses going around, not just the coronavirus. Weather weapon exposed. U.S. military hinted at using HAARP weather weapon in a 12-year-old report. Quote, unquote, low-level news here on Future Danger. Still something certainly interesting. And if we had more time, we'd go dive right into the weather weapon exposed indicator. But we got so much more. Got to keep moving along. Monstrous volcano erupts. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. But there's a monstrous volcano that erupted in Japan.
Kuchinorabujima.
There you go. That was pretty good.
Erupts in Japan.
Flu deaths menacingly mount. CDC estimates 19 million flu-related illnesses recorded in the U.S. this season. I got a bug this season, and I don't really get sick too often. Got it from my wife. We've got it from a coworker. We've got it from a kid. So I think it's always the kids that are vectors. Flu does kill tens of thousands or more a year, but not in the way this coronavirus seems to. So, still a threat, though. Backdoor asteroid spotted. Small asteroid flies past Earth at 8th closest distance on record at 0.04 light days.
No, lunar distances.
Oh, that's even way closer. Light days is pretty far. Yeah. 0.04 lunar distance. That's not far.
We only track them when they're between the moon and the Earth. Okay. It's from watchers.com. They do articles. Every time one passes any lunar distance less than one, it's a near miss, and that's lunar distance, yeah.
I read some sci-fi, watch some Star Trek. Light days. All right. Let's go to the third column. We always leave it to the end. I don't know. I think you just do it to help me out because that's my favorite topic. We can end with a bang. Economics and stock market / financial system. Stock market crashes. The Dow plummeted 600 points in the worst day since August. Bounced back.
That was a few days ago.
It's been choppy. It's been choppy, though. It's
600 points is a tiny fraction. It's up 1.43%.
Another great point. 600 points back in 2005, 2006, 2008 even was a lot bigger difference than it is now. So you look at it on a percentage basis. Which you do here at FutureDanger.com. It's really cool.
But it is worst day since August.
It's true.
Eight month low for a sessions trading. It rates.
A little shock that winter. Why did it bounce back? We won't pontificate now. A lot of reasons. One vote might be this extreme after hours repose report of.
Continues.
Reported. Just another name for another tranche of quantitative easing slash central banks, your manipulation of the markets. The Fed adds $49 billion to markets in another overnight repo operation. The stuff's just ongoing, ongoing. You're not really even hearing about it anywhere unless you're really tuned into the financial
Wall Street news. Journal always does it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I bet 97% of Americans don't know this is going on.
Paper record, for what it's worth, on Wall Street doesn't shy away from having it there because it was happening last time there was a crisis. So.
They at least put what's actually going on, maybe not the reasons behind it, but they at least report on the quote.
And it's a day or two later. It's not as it happens.
Right. Oh, that's another good point. But I guess overall what I'm saying is the Fed manipulation has turned on big time since last September pretty much. And is it stopping? Is that what's boosting the stock market? I would say so, but, you know, we'll leave that to another thing. Let's finish this heat map. Credit markets freeze. The yield curve just inverted again, but in the last 2+ years we've been doing Patriot Power Hour, it's inverted a half dozen times, I think. We haven't seen any total collapse.
Well, we got the graph up here. It hit in April, then it came pretty much all summer. It was inverted, came out of it in October, climbed up near half a basis point, but now it's inverted again. It's not considered like stabilizing news, but a lot of people don't know what to make of it because modern monetary theory and Fed intervention has warped these things.
Exactly. It's like an indicator doesn't matter anymore because we live in la la land. That's how I analyze it with my master's in finance. Economic news dreadfully disappoints. Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google now make up 18% of the stock market.
That doesn't seem like a smart place to invest. It's five companies or 18%. Five companies are 18%. That's ridiculous. That can't stand. That can't continue.
No. Even if they were all industrial mega powerhouses back, you know, in the day, these railroad and oil tycoons. 18% of the market's ludicrous. Well, this is essentially the financial version of that. Now, I will be the first to admit that if 2, 3, 4 years ago when I was on the radio saying, hey, man, this is a bubble right now. This is an economic bubble. Careful what you invest in. You know, prepare for the worst, essentially. If you didn't listen to me and perhaps invested in Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and Google, you could have doubled, tripled, even quadrupled your money. You could have also gone 10x with Bitcoin, but I digress. That said, fine, all those gains are in and proved me wrong, but to get in right now is not a good idea, in my opinion. And that's it. We've reached the end. The most important part, click here for Radio Archive with the Don't Tread on Me Patriot Power Hour.
That's why we finish here.
Again, go to futuredanger.com. Third column at the bottom, find all of our archive. And there we go, man. There's so much more to talk about, so let's head right at it. What do you want to hit on?
Yeah, this coronavirus is probably killing some multiplied factor of whatever the real reported number is, right? And I would suspect that the regime in Beijing long ago realized that whatever the lowest number they can get away with telling the world is the position they're going to be at because they're, you know, in the mind of the, you know, the leadership of that form of government, you know, what the mass population can be made to believe, they have to be made to believe. So 490 is the number tonight, but, you know, the images and the stories do leak out of the country. And we're going to start to see a major conflict between reality and what's considered acceptable to be reality. I want to get a little bit into the zero hedge banning from Twitter. And we're carrying until just a day ago the article that resulted in their permanent ban. Okay? And you got to go into an indicator that was recently active. It's actually rank sorted highest in column 4 for the inactives, the blues. Labs lose control of pathogens. I got it right here. And the news that Zero Hedge reported was a leading Chinese scientist researching lethal bat viruses works at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and they speculated in the article that this guy is the guy that started a global coronavirus pandemic. And if that wasn't enough, these guys actually had the, the nerve to name him. And the last line of the article, Dr. Peng can be reached at peng.zhou, Z-H-O-U, at wh.iov.cn. That's Peng Zhu. And his phone number in China is 8719-7311. So in solidarity with Zero Hedge, I'll repeat that publicly available information, because this information was sitting on his website at the university. I'm sure it's not there anymore. Or maybe Russian hackers handed it to Zero Hedge. Some would speculate that too. But he's a scientist doing research on lethal bat viruses, and the world ought to know who he is, because that could be where this came from. So it's three scenarios. I said them last week. Is it natural or man-made? If it's man-made, was it accidental or deliberate? And if it's deliberate, was it deliberately by the Chinese government or deliberately done to the Chinese government and people? All right? So think about those courses. We got bioweapons that are possibly exposed. We got labs that just may accidentally have leaked these things. But the effect is rated yellow, moderate danger, nevertheless. That's how we carry it on Future Danger. And you would think from the media attention and the banning of Zero Head that it was red hot, right? But unless that death figure is much higher, this pales in comparison to the common flu in the United States. Now, the transmission, the lethality, the amount of time that you are not showing symptoms and contagious are all definitely scaring the heck out of this planet right now. But we just don't see the death toll yet.
Not yet. We did see a jump, like 20% over in one day. So they were kind of holding back, and they are bringing it out in pieces. But like you said, the least that they can report is definitely their stance, guaranteed. Almost any government would be like that, but obviously they're forming as much. But I don't want people to try to remember that guy's email address. I want them to try to remember to throw him the banks
at
gmail.com.
Get your silver.
Get that free silver dollar, folks. DethroneTheBanksters at gmail.com. Let me know who your favorite Johnny Father is and why. And if you don't mind, what do you think about the show? Yes, we're getting new mics next week. Can't wait for that. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Just stick with us, the Patriot Power.
Of the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
It's time to get off the grid. What are your preparedness goals in 2020? What do you think about replacing your power bill with financing for your new whole house solar power system? Defeat the next blackout. It's that simple. Joe Ordia and his team over at PEG Solar want to do this for you and your family. I want you to go to youtube.com/PEG Solar and check out their extensive playlist of videos. Joe and his team, they run a prepper operated and owned business. They know what you want, okay? They're doing business in Virginia and the Carolinas. Go to youtube.com/PEG Solar, or you can jump into the Prepper Broadcasting website. Scroll down and you'll see an introductory video to PEG Solar right there, okay? And don't forget to leave a comment. Let Joe and his team know that you heard about them here on the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Should victory fall to Britain, as it most surely must, then the Bourbons are likely to regain the throne of France.
Any dealings with the current illegitimate government there could well redound to our detriment.
Leading us back into a war with Britain we can ill afford to wage.
What if the French, not the British, emerge victorious, Mr. Hamilton? The pretender Bonaparte is within a hair's breadth of victory over most of Europe.
In that regrettable instance, we must be prepared to take possession of valuable strategic territory before France can lay her hands on it. All the territory this side of the Mississippi must be ours.
You would seize Spanish Florida and Louisiana.
And not only those, sir. If universal empire is to be the pursuit of France, what can tend to defeat their purpose better than to detach South America from Spain? It is the only channel through which the riches of Mexico and Peru are conveyed to France.
Let us not forget there are those in our own country, sir, who would prefer secession to our continued union. If they should be so bold as to act on their threats, in the event, say, of a French victory, we must be prepared to bring the renegades back into the fold by force if necessary.
Never in my life have I heard a man speak more like a fool.
Sir?
Your actions, Mr. Hamilton, would precipitate the very thing that you pretend to protect against, the dissolution of this nation. May I inform you as well, sir, that I am in possession of intelligence which confirms that we are as likely to find a French army on these shores as we are on the moon. You dream of empire, Mr. Hamilton.
You question my loyalty, sir.
Oh, no, Mr. Hamilton, I question your sanity. Now, either you are stark raving mad, or I am. Good day, sir.
Back to the Patriot Power Hour on the Prepper Broadcasting Network, February 4th, 2020, episode 80 deuce. We have covered so much tonight: Iowa caucuses, coronavirus and all the variations of that, constitutional news, hitting even some flashpoint underlying news in the Middle East and around the globe, bringing it all back together. What are your main takeaways from this pattern of news today, Ben?
One thing, I know I touched on this a little bit last week, but this is one of the first times that I recall us seeing one particular, let's say, event or topic being not only cross-indicator, and so in the same column but different indicators, but being multi-column.
Yeah.
And even having multi-indicators within multi-column. If that makes sense, I know it sounds convoluted.
News,
what I'm seeing is this stuff is spreading everywhere, no pun intended. It's
like what you're saying, certain instances that people think of as that's a news story are having impacts across different indicators, heating them up separately.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
It's that spread, that permutation, that...
coronavirus, perfect example.
Through osmosis. Yep. Maybe not even agree. But what I'm saying is, exactly, on the right-hand column, the fourth column, have kind of nature, health articles, and obviously pestilence befalls. You have
it's the prototypical
articles under that.
If there's the apocalypse, a major pestilence hitting Earth is predicted, right? The Book of Revelation. That's like the stereotypical column for worst that could happen in a pandemic.
Exactly. We're looking at what the security column, second column. Bioweapons employed, and there's several, and I've read this. Hey, it's hard to know what to believe these days, but I've seen enough. I'm not a scientist, you know, I give that little de facto understanding here, but it seems like something funky's going on. I don't think it's just coming from rats or bats or snakes. Bioweapon employed. It is possible. I'm not saying, you know, there's an attack on the Chinese people, more likely got out by mistake. But I'm also seeing the Chinese civil unrest spreading. And yes, we talked about this in Hong Kong all summer. I don't think China expected it to come back to the mainland potentially with these quarantines. We don't have no visibility into the area that's quarantined right now and what kind of, you know, civil strife is going on. Not that the military would let that go much further. It might have to crack down, but that shows how this isn't just about a virus, just about folks dying or being contaminated, etc. It spreads to a much bigger impact worldwide.
Right, and we've done this before. I've done this on a a different Patriot correspondence. You can go back in the archives. Patriot correspondence are short segments done by one of us asking another a question. And you asked me, what indicator is the most salient and dangerous today? And I didn't answer it that way. I said, you got to look at a few of them. And a Chinese revolt or coup, starvation in China, Chinese commanders mutinying, foreign assets in China nationalized, China's economy not right now, but if they were exceedingly strong compared to the United States, and advertising that strength could have been an indicator that was dangerous. It's not really present under this administration and this situation in China, but the Chinese piece to this is everywhere. And now we have an indicator that isn't dedicated to China, a major pandemic, an epidemic of lethal proportions that's hitting this country. Chinese civil unrest spreading and all those other aspects to things that can be detected and be going very wrong in the world's most populous tyranny, all lead back to what? Potentially war with China starting. Exactly. That country and its leadership deciding in some way to lash out externally, militarily.
Exactly. If it implodes, it's going to explode like a supernova, right? If it starts to implode, it's going to lash out for sure.
And that comes in adjacent to a different article that I wanted to come back to. I said we'd come back to. USS Tennessee, first sub to go on patrol with low-yield nuclear warheads. These are not on cruise missiles. These are on ballistic missiles. So they're the Tridents. They pop out, go straight up, atmospheric, and then come down on things. They're calling them baby nukes, right? Because they're smaller than the first two we ever used on Japan. What would those be in those massive Trident missiles for? And doing enough research online through open source and open source sources only, I would speculate, and this is me speculating from open source and open source sources only, that those are the penetrators that could dive right into mountains in Iran and wipe away nuclear programs where we know exactly where they are, but they're just so deeply buried that the previous administration's stance on this essentially de facto was they have the capability to make the nuclear weapons. It can't be taken away now. You have to negotiate with them. This would be a weapon that could undo that. And remember, this is weeks after Soleimani was struck and killed by something in Baghdad airport. And that situation in Iran festering, right? The war is increased in Syria this week, too. It's not rated on the news, but the Turkish forces have attacked Iran-backed and Russia-backed Syrian government forces, killing several dozen in airstrikes. So the Middle East is just a endless war zone, and we're sailing subs with weapons that could really put a knockout punch in bunkers designed to penetrate deep underground and basically, make a cemetery plot of a nuclear production facility.
More like a crater, but small, probably small enough where it won't kick up enough fallout and whatnot for people to really complain or be as dangerous.
It's meant to crack the mountain down on top of whatever's there.
Throw 10 megatons into this or something like they could be doing. So there it is. Huge strategic difference, to switch out.
Now, just want to be clear, this isn't in the article from Asia Times. They're not talking about this publicly. But low-yield nuclear weapons have been theorized to be possible to be these kind of bunker-busting munitions.
Well, yeah.
And it was under George W. Bush, on the behest of Dick Cheney, that these things were developed. Well, one of them just sailed. It's operational. It's out to sea right now with the U.S. Navy.
But there's more than one. So, real interesting. Like you said, that's a huge, huge development. Crazy stuff. That's about all we got for the night, though, folks. It's really unfortunate that we can't give you some more, but we got to make room for one of our fellow, actually, it's a pair of fellow hosts here at Prepper Broadcasting Network. But I do, real quick, before it's over, last time, get that silver dollar dethrone thebanksters@gmail.com. I'm going to read all the entries of who your favorite founding father is, why, and give us some input on the show. But otherwise, man, this is another very successful episode looking forward to next week. Like I said, we're going to have a new microphone set up next week, so really looking forward to that.
And we got the Next Generation coming up next. Catch this show live on Tuesdays, and it'll roll right in 8 to 9 and 9 to 10. 9 to 10 is the Next Generation father-son duo on Patriot Power Hour coming up next.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, folks, we'll see you next week. We'll be live on Tuesday, the 11th of February, 8 p.m. Eastern, just like we are every single week here, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Prepper Broadcast Network. We'll catch you guys later.
The six principles for disaster preparedness. Use them to build a base of preparedness that will keep your family safe in the face of the next disaster. Find them and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com.